I'm a little late with this, but in about a half hour's time, international man of mystery, roving travel reporter, brackets at his own expense, Andy Mossack, is out and about for us somewhere else in this world. I'll give you a clue to his location now. I've not seen this before. I'll give you a clue. Then after 11 o'clock, second clue comes along. If we manage to track him down, he'll do us the full shilling at about 20 past 11. We have never failed. Never. You and I are proper good at this. Here then is clue number one. Let me have a look at this. Well, I'm stumped. Clue number one tonight. I am in a country which, because of its height, is the closest point on Earth to outer space. The world's highest capital city is here too. I'm in a country which, because of its height, is the closest point to Earth, point on Earth to outer space. World's highest capital city is here too. Well, what do you think then? You see, the easy, not the easy answer, but my mind's already got, I'm thinking, right, where are the great mountains? Do you know what I mean? I think it's got to be mountainous, surely. Is there, what's the city nearest Everest? Or there's the one in Japan, but it's got to be Everest, isn't it, if it's the closest point? Oh, I've no idea. Because of its altitude, closest point on Earth to outer space. So where's really high up? And which country has the highest capital city? 81333RUSS. If you think you can help me out, when you do, I'll be ever so grateful. Manator, and a second clue too. Headlines coming up. Good help so far for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. You, when we do this, you make me feel not thick. I'm not saying like, you don't make me feel thick, but you make me feel so very dim sometimes. I'm sitting there thinking, why didn't I realise this? Here's me thinking, it's the Himalayas. That's where he is. It's high. He's got to be in the Himalayas. Well, actually, when you think about it, hi to Jackie on Twitter. Jackie in the York area. Hi there, Jackie. Here in the city, says, I'm thinking that Andy is in La Paz, Bolivia. Seem to remember something about it being the highest capital city. I mean, this is where we need a chaser, isn't it? Because you know they know the answer to this. Martik. Hi there, Martik. Thank you for your note here via the Facebook page. La Paz, Bolivia. Another shout for Bolivia. This might be weight of public opinion. Kathmandu, says Neil in Skegby. Kathmandu, says Jules in Scarborough. I'm torn. There is another clue, again, which I haven't seen, so I am looking forward to sharing that with you. Maybe we can sort of, narrow him down on this one, I think. Also tonight, different Rob in Leeds saying, is he in Chile? He could be in Chile. So I think we're settling. Are we plumping for South America? Do we think? I'm really not sure. Really not sure. Either La Paz in Bolivia or Quito in Ecuador, says Marcus from Driffield. Do you know what? Second clue coming up. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? The man himself, and I'll wrap up the Sid sound. It is 11. Help. Hi to Brian. Having a guess, Ecuador. Dean in Leeds going for La Paz. Thank you for your remembrance, Marcus from Driffield. I think you were literally on the top of the world there, weren't you? Hi to Lynn. La Paz, Bolivia. Dogs away on holiday. Appreciate the luxury. No dog snoring. What a blessing. Also, some excellent suggestions for the sit sound. I'll be wrapping that up soon. Here's clue number two then for Andy. Darwin's... Oh, hang on a minute. Darwin's expedition to a group of famous islands that are part of this country gave him his major source of research for the origin of the species and the theory of evolution. So that's Galapagos, isn't it? Has Andy Mossack been to the Galapagos Islands? What a life! You gotta try it, lads. You gotta try it. What if he grew a big beard just for the occasion? So, Darwin went to Galapagos for his research. What country owns them? Once we've figured that out, and which city is in, I think we've narrowed it down. Does Bolivia own the Galapagos Islands? If you know, 81333-RUSS. On the phone where it's free, 0800-389-3333. Man himself, Sue. Pussycat Dolls on the BBC. Oh, man. Hey, they sound good together, don't they? Thank you to Robert in Filey. Good evening, Robert. I think Andy may be in Quito in Ecuador.
Ecuador.
I think that's probably what we're going to plump for, to be honest. Do you know me? I like to plump. Ecuador. Thank you, George in Barnsley, for your phone call as well. Man himself very soon. And a very good evening. 20 past 11 then, here on a Tuesday night. Now, ordinarily, this man we would have here on a Thursday night. However, there was a slight change of plans because this is a truly special trip. And thank you for lots and lots of very good suggestions here. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ. You're good. Right?
Yes, I'm not too shabby. How are you, my friend?
I am living the dream, my friend, living the dream. It's been just a magnificent couple of weeks.
Right. Now, let's get down to brass tacks here, Andy. We've put our heads together. Yes. The nearest we can place you is, are you in Quito?
I am. Top left-hand corner, as usual. Well done.
One day you'll leap that way, won't you? One day you'll do it.
Yeah.
Quito, you are in, you're in Ecuador. I mean, this is, you're on the roof of the world here.
I know, it's quite unbelievable. And I've got to say, I did have a little bit of creative license with the highest capital in the world, because technically it is, because the equator bulges at the sides of the world. And if you take and measure it from the Earth's core, Quito is the highest. La Paz is the highest from sea level. So we took a little bit of a liberty.
Okay, so there was the Battle of the Bulge, and Quito won in the end. There we go. So now you've been all over the world. You've travelled far and wide. You've been to you've been all over this. Is this your first time then going to Ecuador, this part of the world?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, Ecuador. Yeah, and just to give you a little sense of where it is, it's on South America's Pacific coast. So it's on the west side. And it's right on the equator. So it's on the line of the equator. And it's a tiny country, but actually, you know, Ecuador has got all this incredible topography kind of packed in. So it's a real pocket rocket of a country. You know, you've got the Amazon on one side of it, the Andes in the middle, the Andes Mountains, and then you've got the coastline. And then, of course, you do have the Galapagos Islands off the coast, and they're about 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador. So it really is extraordinary country. And the sun rises and sets all year round, every 12 hours, 6 a.m. it comes up and 6 p.m. it goes down. And that's because, obviously, we're on the equator. So it really is something else, I must say.
Did you make it to the Galapagos Isles then?
I did indeed. Yeah, we went across to the Galapagos. Another bucket list tick off for me. Really extraordinary. 19 islands, and like I said, they are off the coast of Ecuador, and it's a national park and marine reserve. So it's a really, really special place. And what makes them so special is they've never been joined to any mainland at all. So these islands are completely different. Each one is kind of got its own ecosystem, if you like, and it's got its own endemic species. You know, it really has. And that's why it's so amazingly unique. because they've never been adjoined to anything else.
Mm.
So the giant tortoises, you know, and the Galapagos actually means riding saddles in Spanish. So it's you know, when the Spanish saw it, they christened it the Galapagos because there's so many tortoises at the time. But there's iguanas, sea lions, sea turtles, the odd shark, whales. And to be honest, for anyone who loves bird life, that is something else, really is something else. And the reason it's so incredible is because you can get so close to the wildlife. They don't have any fear whatsoever because they don't have any predators there. So they just stand around as you walk up to them, you know.
No.
So it's I mean, they say to you, it's quite strictly controlled. They say, please don't get nearer than 5 or 6 feet. But, you know, you could walk right up to sea lions and the birds, you know, these incredible, they've got frigate birds, and my favorite, the red-footed boobies. They're lovely, you know, it's just amazing. It's like everywhere you look, it's an Attenborough moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's really
absolutely
quite extraordinary. And but what I found, what pleased me actually, was the fact that there are strict controls here. That the only access to the Galapagos Islands is by boat, and you have a maximum of 100 people on any island at one time. So they do, you know, they do make sure the conservation is high on the list. So that's really good. And I did 7-day cruise with Silver Seas. It was Silver Galapagos, and it's 96 people on this ship. So it's really small, fully inclusive. So I made absolute joy with everything, wine, spirits, and food.
So
but the cool thing is, Russ, I've got to tell you, because I'm so excited. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like a little kid in a china shop here.
But with good reason. You're in the Galapagos. I've got visions of you in Darwinian garb with a big beard and a butterfly net.
I did think about that. Do you know the extraordinary thing is that he was here for, I think it was 4 months, but he actually only spent 10 days on the island, on shore. The rest of the time he was getting backwards and forwards on his boat. So to actually write something like that with only about 9 or 10 days of physical activity on the island is extraordinary anyway. But the thing is, these ships, they anchor offshore, and then you get in these Zodiac inflatable dinghies, and that takes you to the islands. So it's a real adventure anyway. That alone is an adventure, you know. And they do these wet and dry landings, you know. So they do two expeditions every day, and each group has an expert guide with them. And everywhere you look, like I said, you have a Darwin moment. And each particular island is completely different from the next. So it really is quite extraordinary.
Which animal did you get close to that you thought, this is a dream here? Look at it.
Yeah. My Attenborough moment was, I was on this beach, and I can't remember which particular island it was, but everybody had left. They'd all gone back to the Zodiacs, because you can go back whenever you want, back to the ship. But I decided to stick around, and they had a Zodiac off the shore, just kind of monitoring that I was still breathing, you know. And I was on this beach completely on my own, with a colony of sea lions in front of me, literally a mile, you know, 5 or 6 feet away. I was lying on a towel, and they were sort of just frolicking around and hanging out with me, really. Three pups, a couple of bulls, and, you know, the rest of the females. And they were just didn't care about me at all. And then
really,
I went snorkeling.
The big boys didn't perceive you as a threat to the cubs or the ladies?
Not at all. He was barking and just rolling around. I think he took one look at me and thought, well, he's no big deal. I'm not worried about him.
I'm not going to sweat
that
lad.
Cool. And then we took a little bit of snorkeling, saw a couple of turtles swimming by, and then, sea lion hang out with me. And it just came and swam around my legs. It was just, you know, I can't tell you how I was just completely gone.
This is
me
extraordinary.
Being a cynical travel writer, seen it all. No, never done anything like this before. So
you go and do the Galapagos. You go and do the Galapagos experience, and you like you say, you're lying on a beach, you're sunbathing with sea lions, and you're having a wonderful time. And obviously, yeah, the next part of the holiday, or the next part of the trippy,
yeah,
you find yourself, yeah, in Quito. So this is, you know, this is the, yeah, the other side of the experiencing this part of the world. So I suppose here you are, you're in, yeah, you're in the big city, you're in the big smoke, and you're huge altitude.
You call it big smoke, but it is, yeah, it's surrounded by volcanoes, and I think it's UNESCO's very first World Heritage Site, Quito. Yeah. So it's number one. I think they did it in 2008, I think, but surrounded by these immense volcanoes. So it is, you know, it could be pretty freaky because there's three of them are still active. But wow, you walk, and I had to acclimatize because, you know, you walk a little bit uphill, then you're out of breath. So that is why it's so high. But the old town here is colonial Spanish. It's the best preserved in South America. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's like a long sausage, Quito, so it's very narrow. I think something like 9 kilometers in width, but it's sort of 300 kilometers wide. So it's really nice. And the old town is smack in the middle of it. And I've just been walking around kind of seeing these like 45 churches, and if churches are your thing, but lots and lots of great colonial architecture. It's wonderful. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got the Panama hats.
Have you got yourself a proper one?
I have got a proper one, indeed. Yeah, I had
knew you would. Knew you would.
And most people think the Panama hat is from Panama, but it's actually Ecuador. Eisenhower wore it, you know, Churchill did, but they donated thousands to the Panama Canal, so that's why everybody was wearing them in the Panama Canal. But they're officially only made here, and they're hand woven using this tequila straw. And it takes one lady worker about a week to do one hat. So it's all handmade. So they are pretty, pretty special hats.
It's the food. Food as well. Is that sort of Spanish-based cuisine?
Well, actually, not really. It is a little bit, because you've got things like frittatas and enchiladas, stuff like that. But they got chocolate here, which is considered to be the best in the world. And it's absolutely beautiful, dark, 60 to 70%. Beautiful chocolate. The coffee they make here, obviously, too. They grow coffee. Very, very nice. Guinea pig considered to be a bit of a bit of a national dish. But actually, a lot of them do it as tourists. They give it as tourists. But the actual Ecuadorians themselves use it. They have guinea pig as a special occasion. So it's not just a tourist thing.
Wow.
Ceviche is nice. And they do something you'll love, Russ. They do a nice potato soup with cheese and avocado. So that's pretty cool. That's nice too.
Awesome. How long are you there?
I must tell you.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I'm here till, well, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I'm going. I've had 2 weeks of just, you know, living on cloud nine. But a couple of things I must tell you about. The equator line, you know, you do all these physical things, these physics things. Have you ever done them? Like when you're in the middle of the world, you can stick an egg on the end of a nail and it won't fall over. Have you tried that?
No. You're pulling my leg.
No, a fresh egg will actually stand. I did it on its sort of smaller end, but you put it on its end on the end of a nail and it stands up. And then, of course, you do the other thing of the water draining clockwise or counterclockwise, depending on which side of the hemisphere you're on. So you could literally sort of stand astride the hemisphere. I'm not sure if it's a trick or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. But they show it and they do it for you. But it's you know, it's great to see it. So I'm a believer if no one else is.
It's amazing though, when you go over there and you say, oh, I went to the Galapagos Islands, and they say, what's the most amazing thing you saw? And it's like, I balanced an egg on the head of a nail.
Yeah.
Without doubt, the most amazing thing. You're going to do that in your garden when you get back, aren't you? Just to test it.
I'm going to try it because they some of the sort of disbelievers say, oh, you could do that at home. I'm not so sure. But okay. I'm going to try it anyway. What the hell? Yeah.
Got to live a little.
Yeah, great, mate. Great. It's absolutely brilliant.
Would you like a twin town?
Are they twin towns in Quito?
Quito really? Is, yeah, Quito's twinned with a couple of places, one of which is Madrid.
Yeah.
Buenos Aires.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
I'm trying to find one here. Oh, Toronto, it's twinned with.
Why?
And I've no idea. And Louisville, Kentucky is twinned with Quito. And but other than that, no British twinning has happened there. So you need to start spreading the word while you're there tomorrow, okay?
I think we should, yeah. I think we should. I'm going to post some great pictures, though.
Oh, please do. Please post some pictures. We'll put them on. Get them to me. We'll get them on the Facebook page, okay?
All right, mate. Take care.
You have an amazing time. There he goes in his Darwinian garb with his butterfly net. Andy Mossack. Ecuador. What a dream come true.
Adam and Anna in the afternoon.